us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 24, 2026 edition. Well, as we just described, political figures, Republicans, Democrats, even Democratic socialists, all coming up toward this moratorium against data centers for at least 1 year. Political figures are starting to come around the issues that have voters most riled up during this campaign election season. Data centers and the seemingly perpetual electricity rate increases. Well, MERS News Service got together some political pundits to ask some questions. Who is doing the best in framing these issues? What can be done with the utilities about it? The subject of Monday's pundit questions. Well, in full disclosure, John Truscott of Truscott Rossman is very active in the data center arena, representing data centers that are currently operating and several that are proposed and working their way through the local permitting processes. First question they asked the pundits, from a political perspective, who benefits the most from the heightened scrutiny around data centers? Well, Liano Sharon of MI Solidarity, progressives, leftists, farmers, environmentalists, and everyday people are concerned about the environment in our local communities. We're talking about industrial activities that have significant impacts on our communities and their neighbors. It's a benefit to all of those people who are already there in those communities. Well, another political was Andrea Bitley Communications. Andrea said, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois are benefiting the most. Michigan's inability to come up with a way to navigate the need for data centers to spur economic growth and development through technological growth and opportunity is essentially handing free money to our neighboring states. At a time when Michigan needs jobs to keep our population from dropping even further. Trucker Randy Bishop, radio host for Your Defending Father's radio program, said the Democrats will win and benefit the most unless the Republicans support private sector companies getting local approval and public buy-in. As an owner or builder of a data center, I would make sure that the people understood that we would be generating our own electricity on site. Any excess electricity produced could be sold to the local electric grid at a discounted rate, thereby lowering the electric bills for the community and their neighbors. Bishop said the centers also need to make sure that they explain that they are going to use a closed-loop system. It runs 52-degree groundwater through a geothermal cooling system and return the water back to the ground. Bishop closed and said whichever party adopts these ideas will win over the local municipalities and their residents to support these projects and their political party. John Truscott, CEO of Truscott Rossman, said, unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation surrounding data centers. From what I've seen, a lot of that comes from old data center projects that are nothing like the new modern versions. I think data center developers benefit most because of the projects I'm aware of go well beyond what even the Senate Democrats are calling for. They use less water, less energy, and are committed to the local communities. However, it's up to the backers of the different projects to make sure they convey the benefits to the individual communities and their new neighbors. I absolutely agree with Truscott. You guys aren't selling this right. You're not explaining everything that Truscott just said. These new data centers use less water, less energy, and are absolutely committed to working within the local communities. They're not trying to go around local planning zoning. They're not going to the Michigan Public Service Commission. They're trying to work it out. Well, who is delivering the best message politically on data centers? Sharon says, I'm a fan of William Lawrence. Let's stop this. What's important? What is necessary? It's also not even clear the benefits of artificial intelligence, what it will be and what will be the economic benefits. We're actually kind of in the new beginning phases and we're in a bubble right now. Let's stop these data centers. Let's investigate whether it's actually in our best interest. Also, for some of these data center projects, they don't have financing. So are we going to be asked to give tax abatements? Right now they're saying, trust us, sometime in the future we'll make a profit. Well, that doesn't sound like a very good plan to me. Andrew Bitely said both sides have retreated to their corners instead of having honest conversations about what data centers mean for Michigan. The spread of misinformation has been very disappointing, especially since many opponents rely on the very internet infrastructure these facilities support. At the same time, state leaders need to recognize that data centers are an economic development opportunity. Michigan and their leaders need to step up. The reality is that we need state-level leaders to recognize that having the ability to process large amount of data creates jobs for the state. The current hodgepodge of local moratoriums is making Michigan less competitive nationally and globally for jobs. And with recent unemployment numbers starting to reach 5%, we really can't handle this uncompetitive disadvantage for very long. Bishop's statement, well, if you believe that government needs to do something about data centers, the Michigan State Senate Democrats, based on their most recently submitted package of bills, Speaker Hall and the House Republicans better adapt the ideas I presented in my above answer and start selling it. Create your own electricity on site. Sell your unused during low peak times power to the local grid at a discounted rate. And use modern technology to cool the computers and these buildings. Truscott said, the Senate Democrats are really the only ones I've seen that even have a concrete message. Most others just keep repeating NIMBY, not in my backyard type arguments that aren't even rooted in facts. My concern is the message being sent to economic developers around the country is that Michigan is basically closed for business. are not in my backyard isms have reached a point where people scream loudly enough about any project, no matter what it is. For example, environmental groups have said data centers should be put only on brownfield sites. It's where you have toxic soils in the ground. The Flint Buick City property is the only brownfield in the state large enough for a data center. Yet the city for Flint has voted for a moratorium. A data center there would be the biggest economic development project the region could ever secure. And what are they doing? Not in my backyard. Short answers to this question. Has the recent public pressure against DTE and Consumers Energy impacted their influence in Lansing? Sharon, I think it has a certain amount of impact, but not enough. It hasn't impacted their flow of money. There's not enough people who will run without their money. We want money out of politics, representatives of the people, not the money that pays them. Andrea Bitley said, no, DTE and Consumers are Michigan's primary energy companies, and they have an important voice in Lansing that can't be ignored. Bishop answered, absolutely. Public pressure against them has impacted their influence. Truscott, I don't think the pressure has impacted the utilities at all. If anything, it now shows how influential they are in politics. It also forces them to begin telling their story about the efforts to constraining their costs, lowering costs, and improving people's lives. In addition, it has allowed them to explain how the legislative mandates are forcing cost pressures that are being felt by their customers. This is a theme they should really embrace. You can't run a business and keep costs in check when policymakers force you to adopt a process that dramatically increases your costs. At some point, they have to be passed along. Well, final question from MERS News Service to the political pundits on their Political Pundit Mondays. Short break, final segment. We'll wrap this up on the other side.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, final question being asked. This question was very interesting because one of the things that I think people may not even be aware of, potentially there will be a ballot proposal on our ballot being processed right now through the Board of Canvassers, money out of politics. Sounds pretty good, right? Let's get money out of politics. Well, what would be the best message for Detroit DTE energy-based, as well as Consumers Energy, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and many other organizations? What would be the best message they could deliver to stop voters from voting yes on money out of politics ballot proposal, presuming it gets on the ballot? What would be the best message that they could possibly come up with to get people to vote no, not to vote yes on this ballot proposal? Andrea Bitley said she believes the likelihood that the money out of politics ballot proposal makes the ballot, because she thinks many of the signatures that were gathered will be questioned. The other consultant, Sharon, said, shut the F up. Everybody knows money in politics is the problem. We're doing everything we can to make our rates go down. But the utility companies, Blue Cross Blue Shield, we know you're not, and you know that we know that you're not. You are obligated to make sure your investors make money, so you're lying to me. Anything else you say only makes it worse. Unless you go to community ownership, utilities run by communities they serve, where the people have a real say in what a reasonable utility rate is, they're never going to do it. Well, Bishop said, look at who's provided the money for the paid signatures to put it on the ballot. Even look at their upcoming advertising budget to get it passed. Simple. Follow the money. To start, the title of the proposal is a complete misnomer, given that the group Voters Not Politicians, which is largely funded by dark money, is actually using that money to get the signatures. Money is automatically a part of politics. Money is required to pay for staff, advertising, and other key functions of a campaign. The reality that this ballot initiative will likely create more loopholes for donations rather than change the way campaigns are funded. That was basically my answer. John Truscott, Truscott Rossman, the most interesting thing to me about this proposal is that it prohibits the family member of an employee from making a contribution. So, for example, you have a DTE lineman. You could have a sister who has a friend running for office, but the proposal would prohibit the sister from financially supporting her friend. I think that overreach could be their best message. I find that these workers and family members giving real-life testimonials would be the best commercial they could run. Frankly, I don't believe the proposal is going to withstand a legal challenge. How can you prevent an uninvolved family member from exercising their right to support a friend? Well, guess what? Let's see if it gets on the ballot, number one. Let's see if it gets a legal challenge, number two. And then if it does beat a legal challenge, stands up in the court system, let's see who's right about these ads. Now, I got a very simple question. If you guys saw an ad that was paid for by DTE or Consumers Energy or Blue Cross Blue Shield, would you believe the ad? That's the first question. And the name of the proposal, Money Out of Politics. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, so did Voters Not Politicians. Also, Promote the Vote. These were all cute little slogans that this group came up with to get these ballot proposals passed. And I think these people are underestimating the power of that slogan. You've got a person who doesn't listen to this show. You got a person that works 10, 12 hours a day trying to feed the family. Doesn't have time to watch the news. Doesn't even have time to watch Tiger baseball. Not going to see any commercials. You get a ballot. You go into the polling booth and you look at the name of the proposal, Money Out of Politics. What do you think that person's going to do? Money out of politics? Oh, that sounds good. I'm voting yes. Honestly, folks, it could be that simple. So we'll be following this and see if it does, in fact, get on the ballot and whether it withstands a forthcoming legal challenge. Last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4,747